السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن هذا الخير خزائن, that verily this religion of Islam is filled with treasures, so many treasures one will receive in this world, in the year after. وَلَتِلْكَ الْخَزَائِنِ, and for these treasures here, مَفَاتِيحُ, so they are keys, فَتُوبَى لِعَبْدٍ, hence glad tidings and good news for that slave and servant, to term of servant, جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ, Allah Jalla Wala made him a key, and for the goodness, and مِغْلَاقَ لِلْشَرِ, and he is opening the good, and is a lock for the evil, closing the evil. So for him is glad tidings. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْعَبْدٍ وَوَيْلٌ لِلْعَبْدٍ, and woe and destruction to the servant, جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْشَرِ, that Allah Ta'ala made him the key to open vices and sins, and مِغْلَاقًا لِلْخَيْرِ, and he's closing the good. So how many people today are becoming obstacles in good? And vices, then number one. Music, qawali, then number one. And you must remember, in gambling, alcohol, number one. Zina, fornication, number one. But when you speak of salat or fasting, they'll say, all this is olden talk. We know all these things. So see, the doors of good, we don't want to hear. The doors of evil, that we want to hear more and more, more and more. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for Tuba, glad tidings, Jannah for that person there, who's got the key to open the good and close the evil. And destruction and Jahannam for that person who has the key to evil and he has the lock to close the goodness. So therefore we see so many problems in our families, in our children, and so forth and so on. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Therefore, these times here, we have to win our children with love and compassion, be the role model and the sample example for them. And in that way, inshallah, and we cry to Allah, Surah 46, verse 15, Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati, O beloved Allah, that you bring about reform in my progeny, in my children. And you will see, inshallah, daily we make this dua, Allah will soften their hearts, Allah will give them hidayat. So never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Ala will accept all of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.